God this evening for the Lord has been mindful to us, and He has lengthened out our lives. You know, sometime in nature we travel along, and I believe we forget how precious life is, and
certain death is.
And we know how certain death is. I told they was talking over maybe the day about this swine flu they're talking about. I said we all have the sentence of death upon us.
Amen.
I said you're going to die, sure. Young or old. I said somewhere we're going to die.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to give up the ghost, and we're going to go, as the one writer said, and I believe in the book of Ecclesiastes, going to go to our long home.
Oh.
And he said the dust shall return unto the dust from which it comes.
Spirit.
And the spirit's going to go back to God who gave it.
Yeah.
And that don't mean that all men is going to heaven.
No.
You've got to understand now.
Separate
the divide, the soul and the spirit. God, is there not a spirit in man?
And the inspiration
of the Almighty God. That's the spirit that's going back to heaven.
What does it do? Yeah.
And every man, I don't care who you are, God is a dealing with, except you've been turned over to a hardened heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's already gone from that man.
Yeah.
Amen.
That is already gone from that man.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward?
Amen.
So, and he said that man, I like his scripture. He said that man have not preeminence over the beast. For as the one died, so do they all. We're all going to go up to war with death. And there is no discharge in that army. So we understand that, Brother Kenny, we're like a vapor on the water. We're like the bubble on the water and the vapor that appeared for a little while and just vanishes away.
Yes, sir.
And I see my life. I think at my age, I'm getting ready to turn 56 years old in June the 2nd. And when I was a young man in my early 20s,
He's young now. A man 56 years old
was an old man.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I get up here, he don't seem to be too bad.
He's so old.
And Brother Fred's here telling me that I'm just a young pup.
You're right.
You are.
But when I get, maybe if I live and I get to be old, I might think that also. But right now, I'm feeling my age. I get up, I work, I get down on these old trucks and I feel my age. And I don't get up and down like I used to. And I go traipsing through the woods after these old turkeys. And I said, I'm getting old. I can't go up and down these hills like I once did. But it's a blessing to know the Lord.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to have the peace in your heart that when this life is over, that heaven's going to be your home. And it don't matter about this life and the things of this world, for all is going to perish.
Amen.
There ain't going to be nothing here. For the earth and the things therein will melt with fervent heat.
Yes,
seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of men ought ye to be? And we ought to be up and about our Father's business. We ought to be the children of the King. If so be that you have chosen this life, I declare today that God is promised unto His children. He will not leave you comfortless.
Okay.
He will not leave you alone. He said, I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. And I'll let no evil come upon you in the seventh, which is the hour of death. God is an everlasting abider.
Yeah.
He abides forever, and there's none can add to His work. Or there's none can take away from it. What God has promised, God will bring her the past. So what has He promised you? He said, I declare today, brethren, that He said, I'm going to go away. And if I go away, I'll pray the Father and He'll send you another comforter. That comforter is the Holy Ghost, already come down, already in the hearts of His people. God promises cannot fail. Where we promise, our promises fail so oftentimes. Our words are spoken in the air and have no understanding of how little of power that we have. Without God, he said, you can do nothing.
Amen.
You can do nothing. He said, for in me,
you can't even die.
You move and you have your being. And without me, you can do nothing. It's powerful to know that you've been born again.
Right, Brother Jim.
But in our hearts, sometime, Brother Greg, we get so low. We get so low and so worried in life that we wonder, God, where are you at? We pray, and sometime our prayers, that's the way I get along, brother. Sometime my prayers don't go nowhere. Just a bunch of words.
Amen.
Bow down, get up. No feeling, no power. Wonder, Lord, where are you at tonight? Or where are you at this morning?
There you go.
But God has promised he'll never leave you. God knows how to deliver the righteous, he said, and reserve the wicked until the day of judgment. God knows how. So in all of our wisdom, brethren, our wisdom that we have, it's foolishness with God.
Yes, it is.
But in the wisdom of God, I declare, brethren, we can look out and we can behold through the knowledge and the wisdom of God, we can do things and see things and understand things that was before our times, before our imagination could even go back that far, brethren. Sometime we think of our imagination. How far can your imagination go back?
Yeah.
Only to the creation of things that God has made.
Yep. Right.
But beyond that, you have no knowledge of them. They're far beyond, but they was there. How can you measure time when there was no time?
There was no time.
That's the reason we can't understand God, because he is infinite.
Amen.
He was infinite.
I don't understand.
He created the morning and the evening was the first day. He created time.
I don't understand it,
though. One day he's going to call it to an end, Brother Kenny.
Absolutely. Scientifically, explain it.
Who can know the mind of his God?
Right.
Who could be his counselor?
No one.
There is none.
There is none.
Those that think themselves to be wise become fools. In the wisdom of this world, the Bible said they knew not God. They don't know nothing about this God that we have. I'm like little Doc. If you got the faith, there's nothing impossible with this God.
That's a fact too.
All things is possible unto us if we could only believe.
Yeah. That's the key.
I don't know about you. I don't always have that kind of faith.
I don't either.
How can you not believe? How can you not believe in
him? But God changes not.
Right.
Man changes. Brothers, sisters, sometimes families bite and devour and split and change and
that's true.
Separate themselves from each other. The children of God, they say how they love you, and the next minute they turn their face from you.
Amen. That's the truth.
But God has promised, and he will never leave you.
Yeah. Never will.
He will never turn his face from you.
Never has.
Never has.
If we
never
will.
Never will, that's right.
I don't know the hearts of nobody. But I know one thing, if man will give his heart to God, that God will never leave him. I don't care how low the valleys get, or how wide the valleys may be, or how high the mountains may how you have to climb, God will always be there for you.
He will.
He's an everlasting abider. Everlasting abider.
Perfect.
And Paul said that he committed his life unto his hand.
Yeah.
And he said, I am persuaded
that
he's able to keep that which I committed unto his hand.
So there has to
he
be
said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, principalities nor power, things present, things to come, angels or authorities or any other creature
shall be
able to separate us from the love of God
that's
which is given in Christ Jesus the Lord.
That is our
witness, brother. That is our testimony today that our God is an everlasting abider.
Amen.
And what he speaks, Wouldn't it be, if you could find one thing God ever said that he didn't do,
that was a lie,
that then you would, then you would say, how can I trust what he said?
Trust God.
You can't find it.
No, nothing.
But God brings it to pass, brethren. He speaks it. Listen to what he told Israel. He said, I foretold you before it ever come to pass, that you might know that I, the Lord, have done it.
Yes.
That's the reason he does these things. Because God, he knows your thoughts afar off. Our thoughts is not his ways. His ways are not our ways. God's ways is far above man's ways. Is the heavens, is the earth. How far is the heavens above the earth?
I don't have no idea.
Huh? What heaven are you talking about?
I don't know.
Are we talking about the infinity? Are we talking about the in the space of the heaven? There's heavens of heavens. And Jesus, when he ascended and left this world, where did he go? The Bible said, Brother Fred, that he ascended far above the heavens. Put an S on it. Far above the heavens.
More than one.
So, and I think of the wisdom of this world, how they have with telescopes. Brother Terry looked out into space, light years.
They
blow my mind with all these millions of light years, how it's a traveling 186, maybe 1,000 or million feet per second, something like light travels.
186,000.
And you're talking about millions of years traveling that fast?
It's
how can you comprehend such depth?
You can't.
But yet God, the Bible said, God hung the stars and it was the handiwork of God.
Yeah.
It's just a light thing with God for God to create. God spoke it into existence, brethren, and it became. He said, let there be light. And there was light.
There was light.
God done all things well, brother.
Yes.
God done all things well.
All good.
Lay back in that seat down at the Creation Museum. You look back and you see that. That was something else.
Wonderful.
I'd love to see that.
I would too. I'd love to see
that. I like this with the setting down in that creation. I like that. As they took you out in this journey into the space, but when they brung you back, this is what I like what they had to say.
Listen to
this. As you come into the earth, become again in the sun and the moon, and you come in and they begin to center on this beautiful earth, and it's beautiful when they look in.
Yeah.
You've seen it from the space. And they said, they began to talk about the earth and said, the only place that God has chose to create man out of all these planets, God, this only one little spot here, a little speck of nothing here. God chose to create man and put him on it and send his son there to redeem him. Ain't that something, brother? Oh, how small we are before God. He said he sits on the circle of the earth, beholding the inhabitations as grasshoppers. Do you feel your littleness in this world? Every time I get out and I look into the heavens, I behold the greatness of God and know how weak and how unworthy more poor mortal man is. And yet in all this, I sometimes fear and sometimes doubt. I'm not doubting God, but I'm doubting myself. Because I dwell in a house of clay. And in my house of clay, I have trials and tribulations.
We all do.
In my house of clay, Brother Terry, I have worries.
Yes, sir.
And the family and worries of the world. And worries and trials and perils on every hand. But yet, brethren, when I'm in the spirit, I have no
I'm free from
that. I'm free from all these.
No doubt.
God is good, brethren.
Mercy.
God is good, and his mercy endure forever. And forever.
And as many evers as you want to put on.
How deep is God's mercy?
Amen.
Brother James, Brother Jim preached a little on the Ark of the Covenant here. And he said, they are looking for the Ark of the Covenant all over the country over there. He said if they'd have read in the book of Revelation, they'd have found it. And it says it in the book of Revelation. In heaven, there is the Ark of the Covenant of God.
Right.
Where it's that box or another don't make no difference.
We ain't going to get into that, are we?
It don't
we ain't going to get in. If People argues about a lot of things that don't mean nothing. Brother, I'm gonna hush here. I'm gonna talk
about it. Right.
They argue about things that don't really mean nothing. I want you to understand one thing. This book is a big book.
Yes,
the revealed things belong to us.
Yes.
The revealed things belong to us, Brother Kenny. But the hidden things belong to God. So about the things that are hidden.
There's a lot of hidden things in there.
Don't be arguing over things that you don't understand.
That's right.
If God has not revealed it to you, leave it alone until God does. I've had things that I didn't understand.
Years later.
Up through years of time, and all of a sudden.
Here it is.
Here it is. Why didn't I see that? That was so simple. And a child should have been able to see
right.
that. But
you weren't able to read it then, though.
I told a very young brother one time here, and it was talking about learning the scripture and how come he didn't learn this and know this. And I said, you're trying to grow up too fast. You can't be born 6 months and eat steak. You can't do it. You gotta dwell on the milk a while.
Right.
You gotta grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus
you don't
Christ.
Ever quit growing.
You